And it's such a big day for the students today, isn't it? What are you going to be telling them this morning?
Well, we'll be congratulating most of them for doing really, really well. For those who haven't achieved as well as they wanted to, we've got support staff on hand who can advise them about their next steps. So this is the last year where we'll be talking about 5A Star to C, including English and Maths. And we got 54% this year, which is what we expected, and is, for a high school in a selective area, is a really positive result.
And you mentioned those changes to the education system. How do you think they'll affect things next year?
Well, it's difficult to say. I mean, the English and Maths GCSEs next year won't be graded with letters, ABC. We'll be looking for students with a number grade 4 or above next year, rather than a C or above. So the it's really difficult to say, because there's new specifications in place for English and Maths as well, so that is quite difficult to know how they're going to be marked. So it's kind of it's going to be quite an uncertain year next year, I think, in terms of grades.
And to any of the young people today who don't get the results they hoped for, what's your message to them?
Well, I think if we're talking about things like English and Maths that employers really want, and some colleges other sixth forms really want, I would just say that don't give up. A lot of students do end up getting there in terms of English and Maths GCSE when they retake them. There's been far more retakes this year nationally than there normally is. So, not to be too downhearted if you haven't got what you want, because there's always, you know, some institutions can be quite flexible in terms of their entry requirements, and we've got people on hand to help you.
And you mentioned those retakes. There's stories in the national press today about those retakes possibly having an adverse effect on students' grades, the results they're picking up today. Do you think students are put under the right amount of pressure?
Well, yeah, I think students are put under an enormous amount of pressure now, because schools don't really put students in for early entry anymore. Everybody does their GCSE exams at the end of the two-year course. That didn't used to be the case, so a lot of students would be able to retake exams. So the pressure is increased, because your final exam at the end of the 2 years is it as far as school's concerned. You've got to pass at that point. So they're under a lot more pressure now, I think, than they used to be.